Also on Capitol Hill today, some comings and goings. Democrats Joe Biden, Hillary Clinton, and Ken Salazar are leaving for top positions in the Obama administration.
Vice President-elect Biden represented Delaware for 36 years. Today, he recalled his first visit to the Senate as a 21-year-old tourist.
I walked into the chamber, the lights were still on, and I was awestruck. Literally awestruck. And what in God's name made me do it? But I walked up and I sat in the presiding officer's chair. And I was mesmerized. And next thing I know, I feel this hand on my shoulder, and a guy picked a Capitol policeman picks me up and spins me around and said, "What are you doing?" And just 10 years later, I walked through those same doors as a United States senator. Capitol Hill policeman stopped me walking in. He said, "Do you remember me, sir?" I said, "No, sir." He said, "I welcome you back to the Senate." He was retiring 2 weeks later, and he said, "Welcome to the floor legally."
That's soon to be Vice President and, of course, President of the Senate, Joe Biden.
Hillary Clinton has been the junior senator from New York for 8 years. Today, she reminded her colleagues that she was new in the Senate when the U.S. came under attack on September 11th, 2001.
The toll was devastating, and New York bore the heaviest burden. I well remember the rallying of support and sense of common purpose that all of my colleagues and the citizens of all the states represented here showed toward me personally and toward New York.
That's former First Lady and soon-to-be Secretary of State Hillary Clinton remembering her first year as senator.
Also, the Senate is bidding farewell to Ken Salazar of Colorado, who served just one term. If confirmed, he will be the Secretary of the Interior. So, Michelle, three goodbyes and also one hello today.
That's right. 9 days after being refused his seat, Roland Burris was sworn in as the junior senator from Illinois. Outgoing Vice President Dick Cheney administered the oath.
Do you solemnly swear that you will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that you will bear true faith and allegiance to the same?
Now, Senator Roland Burris is replacing President-elect Obama.
And that you will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office on which you are about to enter, so help you God.
I do.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
The scene on the U.S. Senate floor today.